Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to look at four sight words, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to please put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to do that, follow those directions, even if I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your page. Write neatly so we can read it. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Now, if you look at your page, you're going to see four big fat sight words going down. See them? The first one at the top says A-S, as. And then next to it, there are a group of words. We're going to stay in that section before we move down. Don't move down until I tell you to. Otherwise, you might get a little bit confused. So let's just stay in each section as we go. So let's start. A-S is our first sight word, and it's the word as. So I want us to color that letter A red. Can you find a red crayon? It doesn't have to be a perfect red. Any kind of red will do. And color that A for me. The word as begins with the letter A. As. It begins with the letter A. It's a short word. How many letters does the word as have? Yep, just two. Just two. An A and an S. Take two more seconds for your red A. Two. One. Let's color the letter S a blue color. Find some kind of a blue color and let's color the S blue. So here's the word as in a sentence. You are as smart as an owl. Because owls are supposed to be smart. Or, this is as good as it gets. As. This is as great as I can be. Take two more seconds. Two. One. All right, hold on to your blue crayon. I want us to practice spelling and singing the word as. I'm going to teach you a little quick song. It goes like this. A-S as, A-S as, A-S, A-S, A-S as. Will you sing it with me? A-S as, A-S as, A-S, A-S, A-S as. Okay, with your blue crayon, I want you to underline. That means you're going to draw a line going across, going back and forth, not down. Back and forth under the word as every time you find it in that group of words, in that as section. I want you to draw a line under it. The letters will sit on top of it. Use your blue crayon and look for that word as, A-S as, and underline it when you find it with your blue crayon. You should find it six times. So look for it six times. If you accidentally make a mistake, it's okay, just put an X through it. No big deal. All right, one, two, three, four, five, six. I found six words in that group that say as. That's because I am as smart as an owl. Or I am as smart as you. Yes. All right, put down your blue crayon in two. One. So we have the word as. It's a short sight word. There's only two letters. Let's move down to the next sight word. H-I-M. Him. Him. H-I-M. Him. Let's color the letter H green. Can you find a green crayon? Any kind of green will do. Let's color the letter H green. Him begins with the letter H. Him. And the word him, you can actually sound it out. A lot of sight words, you really can't sound them out. That's why you have to know them by sight. But him, you can hear all the sounds. H-I-M. Him. Give it to him. Please give it to him. All right, take two more seconds for your green H. Two. One. Can you find a pink crayon for the letter I? Let's color the letter I pink. So him has more letters than the word as. How many letters do you see in the word him? One, two, three. Yes, it has three letters, three sounds. H-I-M, him. 2 more seconds for that letter I. 2, 1. Can you find your orange crayon for the letter M? Him ends with the letter M. Him. You can hear it at the end of the word. This book is for him. I will give it to him later today. Do you know him? Do you? Do you know him? I do. Him. H-I-M. Him. All right, hold on to your orange crayon. Don't do anything yet. Let's practice spelling and saying this word like we're super excited because we know him. Ready? I'll go first. Ready? I'm so excited. H-I-M. Him. H-I-M. Him. Will you do it with me? I'm so excited. Will you be excited with me? Let's do it. Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. H-I-M. Him. Okay. Let's use our orange crayon to underline the word him every time you see it. Go ahead. In that group of words, look for the word him. H-I-M, him. Use your orange crayon to underline it. Remember, when you underline it, the line goes back and forth. It goes across, and the letters will sit on the line. You should find the word him 6 times. See if you can find it 6 times. H-I-M, him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, I found it 6 times. I'm so excited. H-I-M, him. I found it 6 times. Boys and girls, you may put down your orange crayon. So here's what we've got. Our first sight word is A-S, as, A-S, as, A-S, 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 as. And our next word is H-I-M, him, 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 him. Let's move down to the next word. We have O-N-C-E. This word is once, once. Let's get ready to color the letter O. Can you find your yellow crayon? Let's color the letter O in once yellow. The word once, when I say the word once, I hear a W. But people, there's no W here. What do we have here? Yes, we have the letter O. So once is really hard to sound out. It's something you need to know by sight. Automatically. Once begins with the letter O. Go ahead and put down that yellow crayon. Can you find your blue crayon? Any kind of blue will work. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon. My blue-green. Let's color the letter N blue. So once, O-N-C-E. You've probably heard this word at the beginning of a story. Once upon a time, there was a teacher named Mrs. Oldham, and she was talking to who knows who. No one knows. No one knows. Yellow O, blue N. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Can you find a red crayon for the letter C? I just found my red violet crayon. I'm just going to use that for the letter C, my red violet. So once, how many letters are in the word once? 1, 2, 3, 4 letters. So as had 2, him had 3, and now the word once has 4. It's kind of like a pattern. 1, 2, 3, and now we have a 4-letter word. Interesting. Okay, take 2 more seconds with that red C. 2, 1, and can you find a purple crayon for the letter E? Purple crayon for the letter E. So once. I can do that once, or I've been there once before. Yes, I have. I've been there once before. I've read that book once. That means 1 time. All right, here we go. The word is once. I want you to hold on to your purple crayon, and we're going to practice spelling and saying it because we're so sad because we've only done it once. And we want to do a more than that. So here I go. O-N-C-E. Once. Will you say it with me? Will you be sad? O-N-C-E. Once. All right. Let's use our purple crayon to underline it in that group of words. Go ahead. Purple crayon. Underline the word once. O-N-C-E. See if you can find it six times. O-N-C-E. See if you can find it six times. Oh, one, two, three, four, five. Oh, no, it's only on there five times, boys and girls. I almost circled that, or almost underlined that last word, O-V-E-R, but that doesn't say once. I almost tricked myself because it started with an O. Boys and girls, once is only on there five times. One, two, three, four, five. If you accidentally underline the word over, O-V-E-R, you can X it out. That's what I just had to do, and it's okay. It's all right. You may put down your purple crayon. So here's what we have. Our first word, A-S, as. Second word, H-I-M, him. We just worked on O-N-C-E once, and now we're moving down. Here we have it, T-H-A-N-K, thank. T-H-A-N-K, thank. All right, let's color the letter T. Let's choose, orange. Can you find an orange crayon for the letter T? Thank begins with the letter T. Thank. I need to thank her before she leaves. It is always polite to tell someone thank you when they are doing something for you. Two more seconds for your orange T. Two. One. Can you find a blue crayon for the letter H? A blue crayon for the letter H. Here we go. So the thank. Now there seems to be a lot of letters in the word thank. Let's count the letters in the word thank. One, two, three, four, five. Boys and girls, this is cool. As has two, him has three, once has four, and now the word thank has five letters. Our sight words kind of grew as we went down. Cool. All right, let's put down that blue crayon. Let's color the letter A yellow. Can you find your yellow crayon? Let's color the letter A yellow. So thank. Thank goodness we are learning sight words so we will become awesome readers. Thank goodness. Thank you for doing this activity with me. Two more seconds for that letter A. Two. One. All right, let's do the letter N. Let's find a purple crayon for the letter N. Thank you. Thank you for finding your purple crayon for the letter N. Thank you for doing your best work. Yes, I like to thank people because I like to use my manners and I like to be polite. All right, two more seconds for that purple N. Two, one. All right, boys and girls, let's find a green crayon for the letter K. A green crayon for the letter K. Thank ends with the letter K. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being so nice to me. Okay, boys and girls, hold on to that green crayon. Hold on to it. Now, let's practice spelling and saying the word thank in a question voice. Every letter could be a question. Here's what I mean. T-H-A-N-K? Thank? You see how I'm saying it as a question? Do it with me. Ready? T-H-A-N-K? Thank? Oh, all right, let's use our green crayon to find the word thank. You know it. You're going to underline the word thank when you find it. You're going to find it five times this time. Five times for the word thank. When you find it, underline it with your green crayon and make sure you found five of them. One, two, three, four, five. I did. I promise there's not six. I did not get tricked this time. All right, two more seconds. Two, one. Put down that green crayon and find your pencil. We are going to work on reading our sight words inside of sentences. Number one says, I've seen it before. I've seen it. Once before, trace the letters in once, O-N-C-E, and then move across to the line. Let's write the word once, O-N-C-E. once. We were sad. Number two, we need to her. We need to thank her. Let's trace the letters and thank. T-H-A-N-K. And let's move over and write it on the line. We said this in a question voice. T-H-A-N-K. Thank. We need to thank her. Number three. It belongs to him. Trace the letters in him. H-I-M. And we were super excited because we know him. Let's write it on the line. H-I-M. Him. We know him. It belongs to him. Number four. She is nice as pie. She is as nice as pie. Trace the letters in as. A-S. And then write it on the line. A-S-A-S-A-S-A-S-A-S-A-S. Boys and girls, go back up to the top where our big fat sight words are that we colored. Will you echo me while I read these going down the page? Ready? As, him, once, thank. Let's do it again, but this time, let's do it in our excited voices all together. Ready? As, him, once, thank. Now let's read them from the bottom going up. Start on thank and then move up. Ready? Thank, once, him, as. Oh my goodness, boys and girls, you learned four new sight words, or you reviewed four new sight words, or however it worked, you practiced four sight words. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.